This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Munn at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4, Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lakenview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delta St. John's. Top of the 7th inning. Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him.
Woo! ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it should be a fun night. High school baseball here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And a Fort Loramie at Day Air Park, the home of the Dragons. It's the first of 15 to 20 high school games being played here at Dayton Dragons Park, and we've got numero uno. Anna Fort Loramie, it's the home game for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Anna will hit first. Both clubs have taken infield. Anna just winding up its infield practice. Two evenly matched clubs. Fort Loramie comes in with a mark of 4-2, Anna 6-3. Pitching will no doubt be the name of the game here tonight. It is chilly, although we do see some windows of blue between the clouds up above. Wind pouring in from the northwest, blowing out to right center field. But the better part of the day in terms of cloud cover yet to come. We may see fewer clouds as the evening progresses. Troy Walters on the mound for Anna and Gabe Hart on the bump for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Each team goes with its ace. It's an important Shelby County Athletic League contest. Each team 2-0 in SCAL action. These are two outstanding baseball programs over the years representing the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie, three state titles in baseball, and Anna with two. Those two came back in 1972 and 1980. And how about Fort Loramie with state titles in 2007, 2010, 2018, which was the first year for head coach Jeff Sanders at Fort Loramie. He's in his eighth campaign, and Tony Metzler is in year number two at Anna, a longtime assistant for Coach Aldhauser at Anna, and several years back was the head baseball coach at Sydney. I'm pleased to be joined by Bryant Billing, who's in the broadcast booth. Bryant, for 7.5 years, the jack of all trades at the Sydney Daily News, sports editor, news editor, videographer, photographer.
Yes.
Everything under the sun. And he's now at the Dayton Daily News, where he uses those outstanding photography and videography skills for the DDN. Bryant, pleased to have you here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons, for Anna and Fort Loramie.
Happy to be here. Should be a fun one, like you said, and always a fun one when these two play. There have always been very fundamentally sound squads, and with both of them doing well so far in Shelby County Athletic League play, it makes for an exciting matchup, and it's a great stage to have a good early season game like this.
I might note for our listeners that these two clubs in the last 12 meetings have seen Fort Loramie dominate 10-2. Redskins have won the last six. Fort Loramie triumphant one season ago, 3-2, 6-1. 2 years back, 4-0 and 11-3. And in 21-22, Fort Loramie won 4-2 and 7-0. Anna's last victory, a 2-1 thriller in the 2021 campaign. We expect a well-pitched game, low-scoring tilt. Who knows, a walk, a sacrifice punt, a bloop single that could decide it in the sixth or seventh inning. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams tonight, the key building components are, hey, don't give up the freebies, limit the walks, make the routine plays, limit the errors, and get a clutch base hit in the late innings. Those are the key building components for Anna and Fort Loramie tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Friday night, first pitch, 8 o'clock, Houston Greenan here at Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. We'll be on the air about 7:20 p.m. on Friday evening. And believe it or not, Bryant, 70 degrees by Thursday, maybe 80 on Friday. We will be in shirt sleeves and shorts on Friday night for Houston Greenan here at Day Air Park.
Yeah, that is how spring always is, especially when you get into later April. It can be all over the place. It'll be completely different from tonight if the forecast holds.
These two clubs, I think, are going to be markedly better in another month, 6 weeks, than they are right now. Both Fort Loramie and Anna are playing good baseball at this time in the season. It's been chilly. There have been rainouts. Each team has been consistently inconsistent. Consistently inconsistent. Best baseball ahead for both Anna and Fort Loramie, without question. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits that you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org or look us up on Facebook. That's ShelbyCountyVeteransPlural.org, or go to Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. We'll have a look at starting lineups when we return. Skies are overcast, a few peaks of blue. The field was sun-drenched for about 2 minutes, 10 minutes ago. Wind is still pouring in from the northwest, and we had a few fans down behind each dugout here at Day Air Park, representing Fort Loramie and Anna up in Shelby County. I'm Jack, along with Bryant Billing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Now get a free slider when you buy the unlimited soup and salad bar at the entree price. It's the perfect meal.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The big beginning of high school baseball here at Day Air Park is about set to get underway. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing, Anna Fort Loramie. This should be a fine game. Quickly, our starting lineups for the Anna Rockets, the visiting team tonight. Leadoff batter is junior catcher Zeb Playman. Batting second, senior shortstop Zach Osborne. In the third hole, senior center fielder Aiden Keller. Batting fourth, freshman third baseman Cale Hoing. Fifth, the DH, Frosch Carson Worthington. Sixth, left fielder, senior Noah Ofterhauer. First baseman, senior Clay Cummins, hit seventh. Camden Palmisano, right fielder, senior, batting eighth. Carson Plyman, second baseman, senior, hits ninth. And the DH, Carson Worthington, is in the lineup. As we noted, he bats for senior pitcher Troy Walters. For Fort Loramie, leadoff batter is senior center fielder Thomas Hoing. Gabe Hart, senior pitcher, bats second. Dylan Meyer, catcher, senior, bats third. In the cleanup spot, junior first baseman Jace Ruhenkamp, batting fifth. Junior right fielder Sam Gubo for Fort Loramie. Then Lewis Hart is next in the order, senior third baseman. D.H. junior Carson Arnold bats seventh. Chase Bornhorst, shortstop, junior, eighth. Batting ninth, Lucas Brandewey, sophomore, second baseman. And Cole Barhorst is in the outfield. He is D.H.'d for in this game by Carson Arnold. Wow, beautiful sunlit skies. And this place is bright and cheery here at Day Air Park in Dayton. Anna Rockets, Fort Loramie Redskins. Glad you could join us here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS, Inc.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
High school baseball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pleased you could join us. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing here from Day Air Park. First high school presentation of the year here at Day Air Park. 15 to 20 follow, including Houston and Fairlawn, who are in action here on Friday night as part of a doubleheader. We've got the second game for you. Coverage at about 7:25. Houston Greenan on Friday evening. Here in this game tonight, offensively, the punch at the plate for the two clubs, Anna and Fort Loramie, has been provided primarily so far this year by leading hitters as follows. Aiden Keller, 533 for Anna. Cale Hoying, a freshman at 471 at the plate. Zeb Plyman, 420. Carson Worthington batting an even 400 for Fort Loramie. Sammy Gubo leads the way, 474. Dylan Meyer, 444. Thomas Hoying at 412. Jace Ruenkamp at 357. Gabe Art on the hill for Fort Loramie. As I understand, he technically pitched a no-hitter in a win over Salina earlier this year, 4-0. And when he's got outstanding stuff, he is tough to hit. Both he and Troy Walters for Anna throw in the low 80s consistently, have an assortment of stuff. And if they are throwing strikes, getting ahead of hitters, and keeping them off balance. Hits may be hard to come by here in this game tonight. Batting in cold weather is like hitting the baseball with a nest of bees in your hands. It's been uncomfortable. Last Friday we saw it up close and personal when Minster played at Rushi, and it was nasty. Weren't very many hits in that game. There were 9 runs scored, about that many hits total, a number of errors, and an assortment of fastballs, wild pitches, a lot of freebies, and that's the key to high school baseball. Not allowing that batter runner to reach via the walk, the error, and limiting the advancement from first to second around the bases whenever possible. And a lot of small ball at the high school baseball level, and we'll see it tonight. You can count on that for sure. Production Support Inc. and Rushi, a fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. We're always looking to expand our team at Production Support with those men and women who have the work ethic that we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region that Scores follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. And one of these two teams hope to be able to say, come the end of the seventh inning here today, that this game is in the bag. Gabe Hart on the mound for Fort Loramie opens up with a first pitch, which is low and away, ball one. Second pitch, a high strike right down the middle of the plate at the letters. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Zeb Playman, who hits from the right side for the Anna Rockets. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Hart. It's a curveball, yes. Inside corner at the waist. Boy, he snapped that one in and over. Had Playman buckled, and it's a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Playman. Outfield, shallow to medium depth. Playman swings, skies one foul directly behind home plate to our left. We are situated at the top level of Day Air Park, a little to the first base side of home plate. Great view. Bryant, we can do everything, including call balls and strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fouled again. A tall pop fly behind the Fort Loramie dugout to the left. Redskins in the third base dugout, the home team. Anna on the first base side. The batter, Plyman, junior, catcher. Minster, by the way, has a catcher leadoff in Heitkamp. You see that a little more often at the high school level than at other levels of baseball. Here's a hard ground ball by Playman back up the middle. Off Hart's glove. Second baseman for Fort Loramie, Fields. Gets a throw to first. Safe at first base. Good hustle by Playman. He beat it. Fine play by the Redskins. Second sacker, Lucas Brandewee, came darting in. The ball was slowed down. It deflected off the mitt of Hart. It traveled up the middle to the first base side of second. And just reaching the grass, Brandewee fielded that ball cleanly. Sidearm delivery to first. And it was at least dead even. And Plyman might have beaten it by a quarter of a step. Good call by the base umpire. And Anna has one aboard to start the game. That is an infield single for Plyman. First pitch of ball to Zach Osborne, senior center fielder, multiple sport athlete, dynamite running back during his career at Anna. Here's the pitch by Hart to Osborne up above the helmet. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. Will be interesting to see what kind of game Tony Metzler has on here, Bryant. Batters ahead in the count, runner at first, nobody down. Infield is playing shallow. Lewis Hart at third is 2-3 steps in on the grass. There's a pop foul bunt up the first base line into the coaching box. And the count is 2-1 on Osborne. Defensively for Fort Loramie, Cole Barhorst in the outfield along with Thomas Hoing and Sam Gubo. Lewis Hart at third. Shortstop Chase Bornhorst. Brandewey at second. There's a bunt up the first base line. Oh, it's well placed. Hart off the mound in a hurry. He's do or die. Gloves it on the run. No, he can't make a play. It tipped off the end of his mitt. The first baseman laid back. The best chance for Fort Loramie there might have been an effort by the first baseman to stride forward. Jace Ruhenkamp could have darted in, maybe. Hart then would have crossed his path, covering it first. But Hart made a gallant try. He zoomed off the mound and ran right straight toward the first base bag to field the bunt, which was 3 or 4 feet fair up the first base line. Hart had a long way to go. Two infield singles for Anna to start this game. You talk about small ball, Bryant. Two hits and add them together. They travel maybe, 120 feet maybe. Two aboard for Anna. The count of ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Aiden Keller. He's been hot, batting over 500 for the Rockets. There's a ball bunted back toward the mound. Hart fields, looks at third, no play there. Then turns to first, and no play there either. Keller with good speed, flies down the line. Indecision by Hart. He may have gotten some communication from the infield to take a look at third. By the time he did, there was no opportunity whatsoever. And Anna, with three hits now of infield variety in the opening frame, has loaded the bases. That ball traveled, outstanding bunt, third baseline, another 30-40 footer. So that's three base hits, maybe 150, 160 feet, the three combined for Anna to start the first inning. That's that small ball in high school baseball we talked about several minutes ago.
Jeff Sanders comes out there to talk things over with Hart and the team. It's a dangerous situation for Fort Loramie to start off with, and Anna looking for a way to get on the scoreboard here with Hoing coming to the plate.
Cale Hoing, freshman, third baseman, solid hitter in his first year, looks at a delivery from Hart. It's off speed. It's on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Fort Loramie is at medium depth to regular depth. They'll give up a run and turn two in the middle of the diamond if the Redskins defensively can do it. Breaking ball by Hart is low. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Base is loaded for Anna. Plyman at third. Osborne at second. Keller at first. Three infield hits to start the game. Two of them bunts. Here's the pitch to Hoing from Hart. Oh, Hoing, he pipes one up the left center field gap. That ball's really tattooed. It's spanked all the way to the 381-foot marker. It's going to clear the bases. And here comes Cale Hoing hustling around second, and he zips into third with a bases-clearing triple. Boy, Bryant, you talk about taking advantage of the opportunity. Three base runners out there, and Cale Hoing, who's been on fire at the plate, makes Fort Loramie pay. Three runs in for the Rockets, nobody down here in the top of the first inning.
The Rockets lost their first game of the year, 3-1 to Tippecanoe. They've scored at least three in every game since, and here in the top of the first, you can say that that streak is alive as they've already matched three runs in this game.
Three runs, four hits for Anna to start this contest. Carson Worthington hits. He's had in the count of ball and no strikes. And it's low and in, and it's 2-0.
3-1 loss to Tip, and then they lost 6-3 to Fort Recovery. Anna has scored five or more runs in every other game.
And a stiff schedule so far.
Yes.
Losses to Tip, Bell Fountain, Fort Recovery, good quality opponents, as you noted. There's a line drive in the infield, hit hard to second. Randouille spears it head high for Fort Loramie. Carson Worthington belted that one. It was sharply struck, but Brandwee had him played perfectly at second base. Runner at third, of course, Hoing holds on the line out to second. And here's Noah Ofterhauer, also from the right side of the plate. Pitched him a strike. Good fastball of the cut variety at the knees on the inside edge by Hart, who needs an out here to limit the damage to three runs. Check swing Ofterhauer. I think he came across the plate with a bat. Yep, he did. Strike two. Good low outside breaking ball from Hart. Fort Loramie's Hart has one down. He's trying to strand that runner at third if he can. The pitch to Ofterhauer is hit way up in the air, foul out of play to a right on the roof of Day Air Park. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Big batter here for Hart and Fort Loramie defensively. Hart's in a stretch, looks at third, delivers, breaking ball, is hit out into right field. Right fielder for Fort Loramie looked up at the sun, was frozen, and missed the baseball. It sailed over his head. It's going to go for a double, a two-bagger for Ofterhauer. Sam Gubo out in right took a look up at the ball, Bryant. I think he couldn't find it right away. By the time he did, it was sailing beyond him. And Anna has struck for four here in the top of the first inning.
He had sunglasses on, but anyone who's tried that before knows how difficult that can be.
I couldn't have caught it with probably four or five sets of eyes. Here is the windup. The first pitch by Hart to Clay Cummins, senior first baseman, low and in for a ball. Hart has started just about every batter with ball one. Anna still has just one out, runner at second. Rockets have played at four. 4-0, Anna in the lead. So much for my pregame story about it being a very low-scoring, tightly played game with not many runs and hits hard to come by. Anna's got, what, one, two, three, four hits already in the first inning of this game. And four runs on the board, five hits, my mistake, four runs, five hits for Anna. Here's the windup, the pitch, swing and a miss by the batter Cummins. Bunt single for, I should say, an infield single for Plyman to start. Then bunt base hits for Osborne and Keller. A triple by Hoing to clear the bases. The line out to second by Carson Worthington. And then Noah Ofterhauer with the double over the right fielder's head. And their hitter here, Clay Cummins, on a 1-2 delivery, looks at a pitch on the outside corner, and it's called a strike. Cummins not pleased. Anna Rockets bench unhappy with the call as the pitch was on the black on the outside edge of the plate. And Cummins is retired. Runner still at second for Anna with two down. Here's Camden Palmisano from the right side. He looks at a pitch upstairs for a ball. Big strikeout by Hart. He would love to have K'd Ofterhauer with the bases loaded two hitters prior. But then Ofterhauer got the big hit to right field. 2-0 on Palmisano. Fort Loramie yet to hit. Thomas Hoing, Gabe Hart, Dylan Meyer will be the top three batters in the order for the Redskins. Anna hasn't beaten Fort Loramie in six straight. Redskins have reeled off a half dozen in a row over Anna. Redskins have won 10 of the last 12. Palmisano surveys a pitch all the way to the mitt. It's low, ball three. 3-0 in Palmisano for Anna. He, too, like so many of these Rockets, a standout football player, went both ways, did Palmisano, like Ofterhauer, like Osborne.
Uh-oh, there's a pitch way in, and it plunks Palmisano. Caught him in the left shoulder or midsection. Two on now for Anna with two out in the top of the first inning. Hit by pitch. The unfortunate thing, Brian, is that Hart has had to throw a big volume of pitches here in the top of the first frame.
Now he's already at 30.
I'm glad you are keeping count of each one of those. Where's your cheat sheet? Somewhere on the scoreboard?
Game changer.
Oh, okay. Okay. You and those high-tech apps.
That's it. Well, it has made my life easy when it came to covering both baseball and softball, and I'm happy to be utilizing it again today.
And the apps are apt to do that.
Yes.
That was a bad attempt at a pun. 4-0, Anna in the lead over Fort Loramie. Rockets still batting top of the first, two on, two out. Carson Plyman, the ninth hitter, is in the box as the Rockets have batted around. Hart is low, below the knees for a ball. On this chilly night, you might have thought that both head coaches would top off the starting pitchers at 80, 85 throws, conceivably. Well, Hart's more than a third of the way there already. Fastball upstairs, high, 2-0, two balls, no strikes. What has gone on here in the first inning can't help but unnerve Gabe Hart, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, at least a little bit. Anna's first three hits to start this game were an infield single off Hart's glove. It was fielded at shallow second base. Throw to first was late. Then a couple of bunt singles. Hart made plays on both, and each was placed perfectly, one up the first baseline, one up the third baseline. Fort Loramie didn't defend either one very well. The count is two balls, a strike, 2-1 on Plyman, two on, two out for Anna, which leads here by a score of 4-0 in the top of the first, and there's a strike as Hart pours one in right down the center. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Sun-drenched Day Air Park Stadium at the moment. Here is Hart in the stretch, breaking ball, tapped over the mound. Shortstop Bornhorst for Fort Loramie charges, fields, shovels on to Brandewey at second for the force, and the top half of the first inning for Anna is finally over. Anna Rockets score four times and five hits and lead Fort Loramie, which is coming to bat in the bottom of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster,
307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons in downtown Dayton. Pleased to be joined by Bryant Billing, who now hails from the Dayton Daily News, top-notch videographer, photographer for the DDN. You all got to know Bryant in Sydney. He was sports editor, news editor, jack-of-all-trades, video man, photo guy. And Bryant, pleased to have you close to home, your home on Monument at the Dayton Daily News. You're right next door here at Day Air Park.
Yes, in the Manhattan building over on 3rd,
okay.
A couple of blocks that way, which is, oh, I'm all turned around in the stadium, I can't remember. That's to the south of here, right? Yes, that's to the south.
Yeah, we're looking kind of, what, east?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we're looking east over the center field fence. Fort Loramie has Thomas Hoying in the box to hit to start the bottom of the first inning. And Troy Walters on the mound for Anna has missed the strike zone. High, low, and low again. And that one's at the knees right in the middle of the plate for 3-1. 3 balls, a strike, 3-1 on Hoying, who's off to a very good start at the plate, 4-12 for Fort Loramie. He clubs one toward third. Third baseman for Anna dives and deflects it, and it goes wide of the shortstop of Anna into left field for a hit. Third baseman did all he could for the Anna Rockets. Cale Hoying laid himself out, but unfortunately he got enough of a glove on it to redirect the ball past the shortstop, Zach Osborne, who could not make a play.
The Rockets started with a hit. Loramie able to do the same.
And here's the pitch by Walters to Gabe Hart, who swings and spanks a hard shot between third and short in the hole. Base knocked to left. How about that? Two straight hits by Fort Loramie in that 5-6 hole on the left side. Anna strung together four hits in a row to start the game. Fort Loramie's come right back with two of its own. 4-0 Anna, but the Redskins are not the least bit beleaguered. They are swinging hot bats at the plate against Walters of Anna.
Yeah, Hart absolutely ripped that grounder. Hoying or Osborne had no shot at making a play on that one.
Infield for Anna, in at the corners. Will Dylan Meyer be bunting down four? There's a high strike right at the letters. 1-1, 1-1. Third baseman, first baseman, Hoying, Cummins for Anna are in snug. There's a number fisted back to the mound to Walters. He fields, rifles the throw to third. That's a force out right in front of him. He's got it, and there is one away. The play goes from Walters of Anna to Hoying. As that pitch to Dylan Meyer of Fort Loramie got in on the hands. Fielder's choice, 1-5. And here's Jace Ruhenkamp, two aboard, one down now for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the first. Off-speed pitch way inside. Walters has only thrown, I think, one fastball so far. Another breaking ball hit on the line to the second baseman for Anna. He's got it, and the man on first for Fort Loramie is well off the bag, and it's a double play. A line drive, the ball was ticketed to right center off the bat of Ruhenkamp, but it was speared to the right-hand side of Carson Plyman. He stuck out the glove, snagged it in the web, and it was an easy double up at first as he flipped on to Clay Cummins. Fort Loramie threatens, but is quickly retired. We go to the second, Anna 4, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, you need some sunglasses right now for the weather here at Day Air Park. Windows of blue between the clouds up above. And Anna has staked itself to a 4-0 lead over Fort Loramie. Troy Walters on the mound for the Rockets, and his defense got Anna off the field without giving up a run in the bottom of the first. Anna scored 4 in the top of the first inning. 2 beautifully placed bunts in the top of the first inning by Anna helped pace the Rockets to a 4-run opening frame. Top of the second inning, Anna, which batted around in the first, comes back to the top of the order, and Zeb Plyman, who singled off the glove of Fort Loramie pitcher Hart to start the game. The ball rolled to Brandewee, who came charging in toward the mound from his second base position, made the play on the run, and zipped a sidearm throw to first, but great hustle by Plyman beat the play. And that kicked off that 4-run opening inning for Anna. The count of ball, a strike, 1-1 on Zeb Plyman, who leads off for the Rockets in the top of inning number 2. 4-0, Anna in the lead. Hart's curveball low and away, 2-1, 2 balls and a strike. I'm not going to put you on the spot, Bryant, but I think Gabe Hart is probably pushing 40 pitches already in this game. And he's behind 2-1 on the batter here.
That was number 38 right there.
Okay. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And strike 3 called. Outside corner, Hart with the best pitch of the evening for him so far. Well done. Plyman looked at a 2-seamer on the outside corner. And Hart nipped the edge. Good frame job behind the plate by the Fort Loramie catcher, Dylan Meyer. Well done. One out for Anna here in the top of the second inning. Curveball from Hart, high and wide to Zach Osborne. Plyman had singled in the first. The second batter, Osborne, in the first inning, reached as a result of a great bunt up the first baseline. Ruhenkamp laid back on it at first base for Fort Loramie. Hart journeyed off the mound in a hurry and just got to it too late as the ball kept rolling away from him up the first baseline. The count here is 2 balls and a strike, 2-1 on Osborne. Infield in at third for the Redskins in the person of Lewis Hart. Fastball low, and it's 3-1 on Osborne for Anna. 3 balls, a strike, 3-1. Hart swings into action. Swinging a foul out of play to the right over the Anna dugout, and it goes full, 3-2. Friday night, Fairlawn and Houston are here. Fairlawn opens up action. I think it's a 6 o'clock first pitch. Houston follows at 8 against Greenan. We've got coverage of that game for you. Ball 4 high and tight to Osborne. He's aboard for the second time in this game. Here's Aiden Keller, who had a terrific bunt single up the third baseline for Anna in the top of the first. Two of the most perfectly placed bunts you have ever seen back-to-back in the first inning of a high school baseball game. They were executed to perfection. Throw to first, and Osborne is back. And we've got shadows here now at Day Air Park.
Increasing amounts of blue sky. Very close play at first on the pickoff. Hart nearly got him.
There's a lot of people out there.
4-0 is the score. Anna in the lead. 4-0 Rockets over Fort Loramie. Top of inning number 2. None down for Anna. 4 runs, 5 hits, Rockets. No runs, 2 hits, Fort Loramie. Hart very conscious of the runner Osborne at first. Throws over for the third time. Aiden Keller hits. He's in the box. Nothing, nothing count. Hart's first pitch to Keller coming up. High for a ball. Hart, hitter after hitter, opens up with ball one. And that's not where you want to be after one pitch if you're on the bump. Wind blowing in from the left field foul pole across the complex to the right center field fence. And that enabled Ofterhauer, who struck a ball to right, to send it over the right fielder's head of Fort Loramie back in that first inning. Gubo hesitated a brief instant, and it cost him. Strike called at the letters. 1-1, 1-1 on Keller. Each team has won 2/3 of its games so far this year. Fort Loramie 4-2, Anna 6-3. Both teams 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Throw to first, runner back. Rushi obviously expected to have some kind of a fall off after 4 terrific seasons in high school baseball. Raiders won 104 games, Bryant, in the last 4 seasons. 27 twice, 26 once, 25 once. An amazing feat. I don't care if it's D7, D1, whatever level of high school baseball. But Rushi figures to be rebuilding a little bit after graduating a number of outstanding seniors 1 year ago on the diamond. There's a strike called on the inside corner, and the count is 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes in Keller. Runner at first for Anna here in the top of the second. 1 out. Hart very aware of the speed of Osborne at first base, throws over again.
The good news for Rushi as far as getting back in the winning track, they're up 19-1 at last check over Fairlawn, bottom of the third.
There's a high twisting foul out of play beyond the Fort Loramie dugout alongside the third baseline. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Well, you would anticipate it being a 3-team race based on what we've seen and know so far. Rushi, Anna, Fort Loramie. This is a home game for the Redskins here tonight. When the two teams play again, Fort Loramie will travel to Anna. Another throw to first. Runner back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 on Keller. Osborne at first for Anna. 1 down, top of the second. Rockets lead 4-0. Infield, a double play depth in the middle of the diamond. Swing and a fly ball, middle of the infield. Who's got it? Ruhenkamp at first, or the pitcher Hart? Ruhenkamp steps toward the mound, and he snags it 2 away for Anna here in the top of the second inning. Pop out to first. Cale Hoying is up, Bryant, and he had the huge hit in the top of the first inning for Anna. A bases-clearing three-bagger, a triple to the 381 sign in deep left center. He scalded that ball. It was scorched.
And that is one thing when you are playing in a larger field, a college field, or a minor league field like this. Mm-hmm. The ball is hit deep, and it's behind those outfielders. They have to chase it a long way.
Yeah, they've got to leave the park to go find it.
Yes.
A couple streets over. 381 to left center here at Day Air Park. To center, right center, it's 402. 320 down the lines, then it juts out fast at 338. Have not had a pitch yet to Cale Hoying of Anna. Runner at first, 2 down, Rockets, top of the second. Low and away delivery by Hart. A ball, no strikes. Hart closing in now and probably 50 pitches. and he hasn't finished the second inning.
That was 53.
Wow, I was under the bar. Price is right. That would have been a good bet.
Yes.
Strike called at waist high outside corner. His heart buzzed one in there, and Hoang looked it over. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Left fielder for Fort Loramie, extremely deep. Cole Barhorse is way out there in left. I am not totally sure who is manning left, who is manning right for Fort Loramie. The pitch to Hoang. Uh-oh, belted deep center, left center again. Tracking it, center fielder for Fort Loramie. Looks up, it's over his shoulder, rolling toward the 402 sign. And Hoang's done it again. A triple, a double. It scores the runner at first, Zach Osborne, easily. You talk about a hot hitter, freshman Cale Hoang. He's on fire. Hoang came into the game hitting 471. He is 2-for-2 here. Fort Loramie appeals that the runner who scored from first, Osborne, missed third. The appeal by the umpires, or I should say by Fort Loramie, is denied by the plate umpire, who says, he touched it. 5-0 Anna, two down, top of the second inning. Anna's got another runner in scoring position out at second for Carson Worthington, who lined out to second base back in the first. Hoang a big lead at second base, Brian.
And he's batted in four of the five runs.
Right. Boy, you can't be much warmer at the plate than Hoang for Anna. My goodness gracious. Batting average approaching 500 now. With the two extra base hits here in this game, and as Bryant noted, four ribbies so far. There's a high strike poured in there by Hart. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Worthington here for Anna. Cole Barhorst and Sammy Gubo man the corners in the outfield for Fort Loramie. And I got mixed up in my communication with the Redskins. I know they're out there, and I'm not exactly sure who's in left, who's in right. Maybe with that high-tech game changer app, Bryant, you can solve it for us. Maybe that ball didn't fly over Gubo's head back in the first. Maybe it was the right fielder, Barhorst.
Nope, you had it right. Okay. Gubo is in right, and Thomas Hoang is in left.
Okay, and then Barhorst must be in center.
Correct.
All right. The count is two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Worthington for Anna. Runner at second. Hart looks back that way. Here he comes plateward. Ball bounced to third. Oh, nice play by the third baseman for Fort Loramie. Ranging to his left, Lewis Hart gloves it and then fires a throw on to first to Ruenkamp for the out. Nicely done by Lewis Hart of Fort Loramie. Anna retired eventually in the second, but the Rockets score another. Middle of the second, Anna 5, Fort Loramie nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
We are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market. That's right. Your new community go-to store is Schaefer, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie on South Main. We have gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, what you want on our shelves, and we have provided those items: Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. And the go-to hitter for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second inning is Sam Gubo, who hits a polite ground ball to short. Shortstop for Anna Osborne charges, and he throws to first. It's going to be close. Safe, ruled by the first base umpire. It was mighty tight. Anna Bench not pleased. Tell you what, Bryant, I thought he was out by half step.
I agree with you. That was my thought, too.
Unless maybe the first baseman pulled the foot a few inches off the bag, trying to make it look better than it really was. But it appeared as though the ball just beat the runner. Fort Loramie will take it. Infield single for Gubo of the Redskins, who try to get a rally started here in the second inning. It was squelched back in the bottom of the first as a result of a line drive double play. Look out here. Lewis Hart swings, and he mashes one deep to left field down the line. It hugs the foul line and hits at the base of the foul pole at the 320 sign. And the Fort Loramie runner on first dashes around to third. And Lewis Hart's got a long, ringing double to left, about 4 or 5 feet fair. Boy, he hammered that one. It was pulverized. We've seen some hard-hit balls on this cool night at Day Air Park, Bryant.
We have, and I tell you what, that is what Loramie needed in a big way right now. They have the opportunity to get back in this game, and oh, another base runner.
As Walters not only misses the strike zone, he hits Carson Arnold, the batter for Fort Loramie, in the small of the back, and the bases are clogged. Oh, this game far from over. Fort Loramie with base runners in the first two innings down 5-0. But they're jammed now. Conference on the mound for Anna. Let's take a short break here, Bryant. 5-0 Anna. Fort Loramie threatens. Bottom of the second. Conference breaks up just about the time we said, let's go to commercial. We'll stay right here. Hit by pitch, Carson Arnold. And here is Chase Bornhorst, infield for Ann up at the corners, double play depth, middle of the diamond, strike by Walters above the waist down the middle. Nothing in one. They get bat here for Fort Loramie. Redskins try to avoid the double play and keep the inning alive. Curveball from Walters. Yes, it freezes the batter, Bornhorst, and it's got some good bite on it. It breaks over for strike two. Swing and a miss as Bornhorst lunges for an outside low two-seamer and comes up empty. That's a big out for Walters. The pitcher for Anna gets the K. And here's Lucas Brandewee now batting for the Redskins. Bases still jammed. One out. Walters to Brandewee. Fouled out of play between home and first. Clouds overhead, some blue sky. Sun not shining through at the moment. Wind blowing to right center. Up and in on Brandewee. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Anna in the lead, 5-0, bottom of the second. We've had a parade of hits in this game so far. There's a ball blooped foul to the right, out of play into the seats. A ball and two strikes. 1-2 to Lucas Brandewey, the sophomore second baseman for Fort Loramie. Bases juiced. Left fielder for the Rockets, Ofterhauer, toward the line. There's a bouncing ball back up the middle to Osborne. He goes to the bag, touches, throws to first, late, safe. Force out at second, run scores. Fort Loramie's on the board. Or at least I thought there was a force out at second. And the runner to second base is a little stubborn about leaving the bag. There he goes off the diamond.
He was leaving initially, and then Sanders told him to go back.
Out call at second. That was the right choice by the umpire. Safe at first, as Brandewey beat it by a full step. So it's a fielder's choice. Out recorded at second base. Two down now for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the second inning. But the Redskins are on the board. It's 5-1. Men at the corners. Here's Thomas Hoing. Boy, Fort Loramie needs a two-out base knock here. Strike above the waist, middle of the plate. Curveball from Walters. Nothing in one. The count on Thomas Hoing, who singled for the Redskins back in the first inning. Hoing, a very good batting start to the season for Fort Loramie. He's at 4-12 on the campaign. Looks that one over. A ball, a strike, 1-1. Tell you what, Brian, a base knock here. A single makes it a 5-2 game. And Fort Loramie's right back in the thick of it with five innings to go. Bluff pickoff at third, and then Walters turns toward first.
And this is definitely good for Loramie from a confidence standpoint here after what was a very quick first inning.
Yep, very good observation. Swing and a foul back toward us into the netting, which stops it short from landing in the lap of Bryant Billing here in the press box at Day Air Park. Bryant was scrambling for his winter for his winter mittens. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Pitch line back up the middle. Might have touched the glove of Walters. The ball skids over the second base bag into center. It's a base knock. Hoing delivers. Fort Loramie gets its second run of the inning, and it's a 5-2 game.
Now, Walters did hit it there. It went off of his glove.
And in this game, we have had a grand total of 11 hits in less than two innings. Six for Anna, five for Fort Loramie. It's a 5-2 contest. Redskins have scored twice in the second, trying to mount a comeback. Stepping in, Gabe Hart, who singled in the first inning for the Redskins. Hoing and Hart both got base hits. And then after a fielder's choice, Jace Ruhenkamp drilled an infield line drive to second, and it resulted in a double play. Here's a long high fly off the bat of the hitter for Fort Loramie. Gabe Hart into deep right center field. Right fielder Camden Palmisano tracks it down for Anna. That ball had a lot of loft on it. Had it been more of a line drive, it might have been up the gap and scored two. But Fort Loramie, nonetheless, plates a couple and is on the board. Anna leads 5-2 as we go to the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
It is 5-2, Anna over Fort Warren by 3. We start the third inning. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylists Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Gabe Hart on the bump for Fort Loramie. Start to the third inning. It's a ball and two strikes. The 1-1 pitch is fouled on a bunt attempt by Anna. Stepping in from the right side, Noah Ofterhauer. Outfield is very deep in the left. As the left fielder for Fort Loramie, Thomas Hoing, is a good, he's pushing 290 from home plate. Infield straight away in the middle of the diamond. Third baseman for the Redskins, back of the bag. There's a ball looped out into right center field. It might have been off the label. It is dropping in for a single. Nicely done by Ofterhauer. He fought that one off as pure strength on that base hit. He muscles it to right center, out over the head of the second baseman, Brandaway. And between Gubo and Barhorst in right center field for Fort Loramie, base hit for Anna, the Rockets' seventh in this game. And hit number two for Ofterhauer, who's got a double and a single, went to the right of second base on both base knocks. Here's Clay Cummins for Anna, who squares to bunt, looks at a pitch, a strike. Thigh high on the outside half, no balls, a strike, nothing in one. Top of the third inning, Anna in the lead, 5-2. This is game one of close to 20 games here at Day Air Park. High school contests coming up through the early part of May. We figure to be here three more times at least, covering Houston, then Lehman, and Minster, as Minster plays Lima Central Catholic here in early May. No balls, a strike, nothing in one on Cummins. Runner at first, none out for Anna. Bunt attempt, a miss, and it's strike two. Nothing in two on Cummins. Again, if you joined us late, Anna plated 5 runs in the first 2 innings, 4 in the first. Thanks in part to 2 beautifully executed bunt singles. You couldn't have rolled them down the first and third baseline any better and stopped them at 10, 12 feet short of the bag. Hart, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, was in no man's land trying to get to both of those bunts. And then Cale Hoing scalded a bases full triple to the 381 marker in left center here at Day Air Park to clear the bags for Anna. The count, no balls, 2 strikes, nothing and 2 on Cummins. Runner at first, Ofterhauer, who singled. Pitch to Cummins, low and in, gets away. It's a wild pitch. And the catcher for Fort Loramie can't find it. Looking all around for the Redskins was Dylan Meyer behind the plate. And Hart, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, came racing in across the third baseline to gobble up that wild pitch. No fault of the catcher, Meyer. He just couldn't locate it. Sometimes the spin off the ground in the mitt will send that baseball in directions you couldn't begin to imagine. Here's the 1-2 pitch on Cummins, high and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2. Well, Hart is now approaching what might normally be a 5-plus inning contest in terms of pitches thrown, Bryant.
That was number 70 there.
Wow. Here's the pitch by Hart, swung on, grounded by Cummins. Third baseline, foul. Missed the going over the bag by about a foot. Tony Metzler down there for the Anna Rockets. Walks toward the foul stripe. Puts a toe down where he thought the ball might have traveled. It was definitely foul. And he recognized it. Cummins had it fair a good two-thirds of the way toward the bag. Ball was pretty sharply hit. Third baseman for Fort Loramie is a good 3-4 feet behind the bag and 7 feet off the line. That's Lewis Hart. Here's the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Runner at second after that wild pitch. Up and in on Cummins. Hart wanted it. Plate umpire said, nope, it's a ball. It's 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 3-2 on Cummins. Runner at second for Anna. Rockets lead 5-2. Here is the 3-2 full count pitch inside at the chest of Cummins. Ball four. No one out. Anna with two men on again here in inning number three. 5-2 Rockets. Now, Bryant, to my prediction of a tight, low-scoring, well-pitched game with not very many base hits was dead wrong on all counts about 15 minutes into this game.
Yes, it was. We had 11 hits after two innings, and here in the top of the third, we now sit at 12. Hot bats on a windy, chilly night.
Here is Camden Palmisano, hit by a pitch. In the first inning was Palmisano. He swings from the right side. Runners at first and second for Anna. No one out in the top of the third. Palmisano squares to bunt, looks at a breaking ball. Yep, on the outside corner at the knees. Good offering by Hart. Nothing in one, the count. This is a Shelby County Athletic League contest between the two clubs who promised to be two of the three primary contenders for the SCAL championship, Rushi being the other. Pitch to Palmisano, high fastball. He climbs the ladder and whiffs. Nothing in two, the count. Hart reared back and blazed one in there on that pitch. 5-2, Anna. Fort Loramie trying to work out of a jam here in the top of the third inning. Redskins trailed 4-0, then 5-0. Put a two spot on the board in the bottom of the second. Threatened in the first. Check swing number, foul to the right. No balls, two strikes still in Palmisano. These two teams will hook up again on May 8th, a Thursday at Fort Loramie. Or I should say on a Thursday at Anna. This game here tonight at Day Air Park serves as Fort Loramie's home game this season, as everybody plays the round robin, home and away. 12 league games in the 7-team SCAL. That pitch is above the head of Palmisano. And it's two strikes and a ball on the right-hand batter for Anna. Big hole between third and short as the Redskins shortstop, Chase Bornhorst, is cheating toward the second base bag, trying to keep Oftrehauer fairly close to second if he can. Pitch by Hart. There's a hard ground ball in that hole between third and short that was vacated by Bornhorst. The throw to the plate is cut off. Run scores from second. Timely base knock to left by Camden Palmisano. As I had just remarked, that Bornhorst at short for Fort Loramie was sneaking in behind the runner at second. He was favoring the second base bag. And there was a big gap on the left side of the diamond, and Palmisano found it for Anna. Base hit, plates another run. Anna leads 6-2. Still no one out. And here's Carson Plyman in a bunting situation for the Rockets. First baseman Ruhnkamp for Fort Loramie recognize it. He's up. Third baseman still back in the person of Lewis Hart. Pitch gets away from the catcher, rolls behind him. Meyer finds it. Runner on second's able to make a dart for third. Good jump out there at second by Anna. Well done by Cummins. He winds up at third. Paul Masano stays put at first. A ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Carson Plyman hitting here for Anna. Men on the corners. No one out. We've got warm-up action in the Fort Loramie bullpen as Jeff Sanders trots toward the mound. It is 6-2, Anna. I may have mistakenly said it was 5-2. 6-2, Anna has plated one more run here in this third inning. 6-2, Rockets will take a break. No one out for Anna, which still threatens in the third inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, with runners at first and third, Anna goes the bunting route once again, and it works. A fine bunt up the first baseline, and it sacrifices the runner on first to second. The runner at third scoots home easily. I tell you what, Anna Rockets tonight, Bryant, putting on a clinic, bunting the baseball. It has been an exercise in perfection, beautifully done. Anna small ball has been beautifully orchestrated, and then you blend in some really hard hits to the outfield. The end result, 7 runs for the Rockets, 8 hits, and a 7-2 lead. Out was recorded at first base on the play. Sack bunt for Carson Plyman. And the top of the order, Zeb Plyman stays in. And he swings and lifts one to center field, left of center. Center fielder is Barhorse for Fort Loramie. He drifts over and plays it chest high and whips it back to the diamond. And the Anna runner stays parked right at second base. Two down for Anna here in the top of the third, 7-2 ball game. Rockets with 4 in the first, a run in the second, 2 more in the third. Zeb Plyman skies to center. Here is Zach Osborne. Zeb Plyman, by the way, had singled, struck out, along with that fly ball now to center field. Zach Osborne, infield bunt hit and a walk in 2 trips. First pitch a strike to him from Hart. A reliever throwing in the Fort Loramie bullpen, which is down the left field line here at Day Air Park. Oh, there's a dynamite pitch by Hart. Great bite on that curve. It froze Osborne, whose left shoulder cringed, and the delivery snapped in and over for a strike. Nothing in 2. No balls, 2 strikes. Hart stretches, looks back at second. Ooh, very close. Just outside off the plate, and it's a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2.
Hart is now at 86 pitches.
I was going to guess 90. Wow, that's a full night's work, 7 innings of work. And here it is, only the top of the third. And there's a pitch off the plate inside, and it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Osborne. Outfield very deep for Fort Loramie. In fact, Hoying in left is a good 280 from home plate. Swing and a miss by Osborne as Hart broke off the bender. Osborne swung over the top and whiffed. He's out on strikes, but Anna scores a couple more in the inning, and the Rockets now lead Fort Loramie 7-2. Anna over the Redskins. We go to the bottom of the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
And hello once again. Welcome back to Day Air Park here in Dayton. And Fort Loramie begins the bottom of the third inning with a strikeout. Dylan Meyer K's to start the frame. And Anna's got one down. Walter's on the mound for the Rockets. Stepping in now is Jace Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp hitting, and he looks at a pitch. Low and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Meyer, who just batted, hit into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Ruhenkamp lined into the inning-ending double play in the first. First two batters for Fort Loramie to start the game for the Redskins singled. Thomas Hoying and Gabe Art did so. One out later, Jace Ruhenkamp ripped a line drive to second, and Anna turned it into an inning-ending twin killing. That spoiled Fort Loramie's comeback in the bottom of the first after Anna had begun the game with four in the opening frame. Anna has since added a run in the second, two in the third, Fort Loramie two in the second. The count here now goes to two balls, two strikes on the batter for the Redskins, who watches one sail low and away, and Ruhenkamp now has worked the count full, and he spoils that pitch foul out of play to the right. 3-2 on Jace Ruhenkamp of Fort Loramie. Walters for Anna has economized his pitches a little better than Hart of Fort Loramie, that's for sure. Up and in with a pitch, swing and a miss by Ruhenkamp. He got jammed. Ball was in above his hands. He couldn't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. How about Troy Walters of Anna, Bryant, 2 Ks to start off the third? Where is he in the pitch count race?
He's at less than half of what Hart is, as he sits at 40 at the current moment.
Okay.
Only one out needed left in this inning.
Here's Sam Gubow stepping in and an infield single in the second to start that inning for Fort Loramie. He takes a ball inside, then one away for ball two, 2-0. And a rocket swing back into action on Thursday against Fairlawn as the weather toward the end of the week warms up a good 30 to even maybe close to 40 degrees, possibly 80 by Friday. 3-0 on Gubo. Walters hurls. It's high, about to shoulder level, little in. Four straight balls to Gubo of Fort Loramie, who's aboard. Here's Lewis Hart, who doubled. Ball rolled to the base of the fence below the foul pole at the 320 sign as he put a charge into one back in the second inning. There's a big breaking curveball by Walter. Slow speed, swing and a miss. Strike one by Hart. Infield is way around to the left. Another breaking pitch. Strike two. A good cut by Hart, but he could not find it. Walters starts him off with a couple of breakers. Nothing in two. Runner at first. Two down. Fort Loramie, bottom of the third. That curveball's low and away. And it is two strikes and a ball. Shortstop Osborne is to the third base side of the gap between the third base bag and second base bag, and he's got the batter played perfectly. Ball is hit right to him, and it's through the wickets between his legs into left. Error, Osborne. Two runners aboard, two out for Fort Loramie, which needs the big hit right here with two down to get right back into this game. E6. Osborne was in perfect position to make that play, just didn't drop the glove the last 4 or 5 inches. There's a bouncing ball toward third. He gets by the third baseman for Anna. Osborne fields deep in the hole. Long throw. Yes, he got him. Osborne makes amends for the boot with a fine comeback play between third and short, retiring Carson Arnold for the third out for Fort Loramie here in the third. We go to the fourth, Anna 7, Fort Loramie 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Here is Anna batting in the top of the fourth inning. In front by a score of 7-2, Gabe Hart. A marvelous stretch of work by him in this game tonight. He is in excess of, 90 pitches, Bryant, and in the fourth inning, as Anna bunted the ball well early on in this game, hit the ball hard in addition. There's a strike called, a beauty, outside corner, 0-2 pitch right on the mark. First batter for Anna, Aiden Keller, retired here in the top of the fourth inning. And here's Cale Hoying. He has been terrific. He's got a double with three ribbies, or I should say a triple with three ribbies, and a double which scored one more. The two hits came in the first and second innings, and both were in deep center, left center field, toward the 381 and 402 marks. Balls were pulverized to the outfield. Here's a smash to third. Third baseman for Fort Loramie to his left, gloves. It's in the mitt and out. Then the retrieval, throw to first, late. Hoying beats it. The ball hit the mitt of Lewis Hart, who ranged to his left a couple steps, couldn't secure it. And with one down, Cale Hoying is on as a result of the E6. Or I should say E5 at third base. So here in this inning, an error by the Anna shortstop in the top of the frame, error by the Fort Loramie third baseman in the bottom of the inning. And Anna now has a man aboard at first with one down in the top of the fourth. Anna has scored in every inning in this game. Four in the first, a run in the second, two more in the third. And if this inning holds true to form, Bryant, Carson Worthington might be bunting. Anna has been extraordinarily good bunting the ball. There's a ball sliced foul down the right field line, out of play. No balls, two strikes. He's not bunting now. Nothing in two count on Carson Worthington of Anna. 0-2 on Worthington. Runner at first, Cale Hoying. He's been aboard all three trips. There's a ball scorched down the left field line between the third baseman and the bag. Fair. It's into left. Good recovery in left field by Thomas Hoying, who goes to the warning track where the stands jut out. He fields the ball hastily and shoots a throw back to the diamond. It's a single for the batter Worthington of Anna, which has two on with one down here in the fifth. And here is two for two, Noah Ofterhauer at the plate. Several hitters for Anna had very good batting averages coming into the game, and they have fattened those averages here in this contest tonight. Two aboard for Ofterhauer. Hart still on the bump for Fort Loramie. Ruhnkamp at first creeps in, expecting the bunt. Ball taken wide. Ball one. One and nothing. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. As the pitch is looked at for ball two to Ofterhauer, two and nothing. Two aboard in the person of Cale Hoying and Carson Worthington for Anna, which leads 7-2. Top of the fourth. Here's the stretch by Hart. Low and away with a two-seamer. And the count goes to 3-0. 3-0 on the batter, Noah Ofterhauer. And here comes Jeff Sanders for Fort Loramie to the mound. This might mean that it's a night for Hart, who deserved better fate. Anna just strung together some base hits early on in this game, bunt singles, infield hits. And then when Hart had to come in and throw strikes, Anna teed off. Pitching change for Fort Loramie. 7-2 our score. The count 3-0 on the Anna batter, Ofterhauer. One down, two on. Top of the fourth, 7-2 Rockets over the Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, Sam Gubo of Fort Loramie's on the hill. He inherits a 3-0 count to Ofterhauer, who looks at one below the knees for ball four. And Anna's got the bases full with one down here in the fourth, leading 7-2. Spencer Knopf now in right field for Fort Loramie. Bases loaded for Anna. And here is Clay Cummins, who hits from the right side. Cummins takes a pitch below the knees, ball one. Cummins, strikeout and a walk. Ofterhauer, who just previously batted, had doubled, singled, now walked. He and Cale Hoying have reached safely three times for Anna. Overhand delivery is struck down the left field line. It's tagged, but it's hooking foul. A 10-12 feet foul beyond the bleachers down the left field line in a grassy area. Then the ball skipped out of that plot of ground and hopped over the fence onto the playing field. The count is a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Cummins of Anna, which is up by 5 runs over Fort Loramie here in the top of the fourth inning. Stretching is Gubo. He needs a double play. Infield in for the Redskins. That pitch is above the head of Gubo, or I should say of Cummins. Delivery by Gubo off the mark. 2 balls, a strike, 2-1. Gubo, a right-hander. Stretches, throws to the plate. Ball grounded to third, and the third baseman for the Redskins comes home. Easy force out there. No throw down to first. That's what Fort Loramie needed and got. Ball played in the infield with the Redskins. Results in an out. Force out at the plate. And Camden Palmisano steps in for Anna. Bases loaded. Question is, will Anna be shut out for the first time in an inning here tonight? Pitch by Gubo to Palmisano is an overhand breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. No balls, one strike, nothing and one. Shortstop for Fort Loramie favoring the second base bag. Now reverting back to his normal position as Chase Bornhorst. Pitch by Gubo. Good play by catcher Dylan Meyer, who smothers that pitch right behind the dish. Good stop, preventing the ball from getting away and perhaps scoring another run. One ball, one strike, one and one, two out for Hannah. Bases loaded. Top of the fourth. Big overhand curveball is looped out into short right center field. Center fielder for Fort Loramie coming on, and he gloves it with one hand above his left shoulder. And the inning is over for Anna. Redskins get out of the frame, holding Anna scoreless. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rockets are in the lead 7-2. A moment ago, we were sharing with you words about Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. It's a four-generation business that started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Schaefer Market, right down the street from Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. And Schaefer Market's got the gallon of gas give back program going on. A penny from every gallon sold at the market in a month is donated to a special local organization. And remember, too, that online ordering is available for Schaefer Propane, and online bill pay available for both Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Go to the website, schaeferoil.com. That's S-C-H-A-F-E-R oil, schaeferoil.com. And you can purchase gallons for the coming winter at a lower price, and you can lock in that lower price for the winter months. And by the way, letters will go out to existing Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane customers at the end of June, telling you all about this lock-in program. The special pricing through July and August is available. Take advantage and be prepared for the 2025-26 winter. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Redskins bat in the bottom of the fourth inning, down by a 7-2 count. And I think the hitter is Chase Bornhorst, who swings, and it's a high pop foul to the right of the plate. Oh, nice job by the Anna catcher, who strides that direction. And Zeb Plyman looks like a young Johnny Bench.
Yes, he does.
Woo, nicely done. He flipped the headgear aside and knew right where that ball was instantly and hauled in the pop foul. Fort Loramie's had some defensive and offensive changes. That last batter was Bornhorst out on the pop to the catcher. And here is Lucas Brandewey, who hits one down along the right field foul line, and it's twisting into the bullpen, foul out of play. First pitch had been a strike, so now it's 0-2 on Brandewey in the bottom of the fourth, and a leading 7-2. Seven runs, 10 hits for the Rockets, an error. Fort Loramie 2-5-0. Brandewey waves that bat back and forth. Stands away from the plate more than most hitters. Swing and a miss. Walters strikes him out. Cut by Brandewey, all air. Two down for Fort Loramie in the bottom of the fourth. Back to the top, and here is Thomas Hoing, who's had a good day. Couple singles for the Fort Loramie left fielder. There's a ball up and in. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. Outfield plays Hoing deep into the left. Osborne shading the third base bag at short. Enormous gap in right center for Thomas Hoing, who's ahead in the count 2-0. Walters working quickly. There's a changeup lifted out into right center field. Center fielder for Anna makes a dash over into the gap, and it's hauled in by Aiden Keller. Good sprint by Keller. He makes the pick, and Fort Loramie's out in the fourth. We go to the fifth, 7-2 Anna on scores, broadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Hike Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Hike Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Here comes Carson Plyman to the plate for the Anna Rockets to start the fifth inning. Anna 7, Fort Loramie 2, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. And the hit parade continues for the Anna Rockets as the leadoff man here in the top of the fifth inning, Carson Plyman, shoots a hard ground ball single between third and short. Anna has worn out the left side of the diamond. That 5-6 hole has been owned by the Anna batters in this game tonight, Bryant.
Yeah, how many of those 11 hits do you think have been to that area? Is that four, at least?
Yeah,
five?
Yeah. And Fort Loramie's had one or two on the left side of the diamond as well. It seems like a bunch. Both teams have had their share. Keep in mind, Anna's had the two long gappers from Cale Hoying, three infield hits. But the left side of the diamond for both teams has gotten a workout. The count of ball and no strikes on the new hitter for Anna. And here's a bunt up the first base line. And it's another dandy. A late pickup by the Redskins defensively. And the throw is not in time at first base. Was that the Fort Loramie catcher who snarfed up the ball, Bryant?
That was Meyer, yes. They were hoping it was going to go foul. Hoping, and it never did.
And the tardy pickup by Meyer enabled Zeb Plyman to scoot down to first and beat the belated throw, two on for Anna to start the top of the fifth inning. Oh, here's a throw from Dylan Meyer down to second, and the runner for Anna does slide back in safely. Anna Rockets have played small ball tonight about as efficiently, as beautifully as any high school baseball team I've seen, Bryant, in a long time. They have put on a clinic.
It's been very impressive to watch.
Here is the one ball, no strike pitch, another bunt in order. This one back to Gubo at the mound, and it's off to his right. He fields the runner on second, digging hard for third, and he beats the throw from Gubo to the third baseman, Lewis Hart. A bunt single again. Just as we talk about Anna's small ball perfection, they pull it off once more.
And they have the opportunity now to really blow this open.
Just uncanny what Anna has accomplished bunting the baseball in this game tonight. very unique. But the Rockets have done it, Bryant, as if it's no accident. There's a foul down the left field line off the bat of Aiden Keller. That last bunny hit by Zach Osborne, who's been on base four times, or I should say three times. An infield single, a walk, a bunny hit, a strikeout. Here's Aiden Keller, a bunt single, a pop to first, and a K. The bases are loaded for Anna, which is up 7-2. Top of the fifth inning, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Aiden Keller. Hoeing very deep and left for Fort Loramie. Rest of the outfield shades a little bit to the right. Low and away, a ball 2-1 on Keller. Keep in mind, Anna is not Division 7. And I didn't do my homework before entering tonight's game. But I'll check Anna's division status here in a second. Hard ground ball to short. Throw to first for a force. And then a throw down to third as the runner for Anna is nabbed there as well. It's a double play. Fine effort by the Fort Loramie shortstop. Neatly done by the Redskins. Chase Bornhorst, who with the infield in, he gobbled up the ground ball through a strike to Dylan Meyer at the plate, who rifled a throw to Lewis Hart at third, and it is a double play turned in by Fort Loramie. Well executed. Anna now has two out and two on as the Keller ground ball DP goes 6-2-5. You don't see that very often. And here is Cale Hoeing as Gubo for Fort Loramie tries to cool him off. All Hoeing has done is triple, double, safe on an error at third. Came into the game hitting 471. He's now pushing 490. There's a bouncing ball to the plate. Delayed steal by the man on second for Anna. The throw to third. Short ops Hart gets away. Runner on first moves up as well. And Anna's got runners at second and third. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on Cale Hoeing, who's got two more ribbies sitting out there, Brian. He's got four for the game.
A smart move to steal there to put these guys each closer to the plate here.
They are in scoring position, two out. Let's see if Gubo goes ahead and puts Hoeing on. Pitches upstairs, ball four. Pitch was well above the letters. So Cale Hoeing is down at first for Anna. They're loaded for the Rockets with two down. And here is Carson Worthington, who's lined to second, grounded to third, and singled. Bases loaded for Anna, 7-2 advantage. We're in the top of the fifth. The pitch to Worthington. A breaker catches the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker's been one of the two or three top insurance agencies in the region. Highly valued is Barker Insurance. Barker can customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here is the 1-1 pitch to the batter for Anna, Carson Worthington, and it's skied foul between home and first into the Day Air Park seats. Fort Loramie fans in red and black down to her left, either side of the dugout. Anna section down to her right, sitting near the Rockets dugout. It's a two-ball, two-strike count now. 2-2 on Worthington, who looks at a ball. Bases loaded, two down. Anna, pitch to the plate, is at the knees. Yes, it's strike three. Worthington thought about taking a cut. He hesitated, and the umpire rings him up. Good bounce back, Magubo of Fort Loramie. We go to the bottom of the fifth, 7-2 Anna on scorersbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
We enter the bottom of the fifth inning. Fort Loramie batting down 5-7-2 to Anna. Seven runs and 13 hits for the Rockets so far in this game. If I read the scoreboard correctly, Bryant, two runs, eight hits for Fort Loramie. Two runs, five hits. That. At this age, the 8 and the 5 are replicas.
Well, we'll make it 6 right now after this hit.
Yep, good hard ground ball single right back up through the box. And that was Thomas Hoying. Fort Loramie's got the top of the order up here in the bottom of the fifth as the Redskins want to make some waves and claw back into this game. They've still got 3 innings with which to do it, 9 outs. The count of ball, no strikes, 1-0. On the hitter, Gabe Hart. There's a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Going unnoticed, you might say, so far for Fort Loramie at the plate in this game, Bryant, is Thomas Hoying, who, according to my scorekeeping, has 3 hits. There's a fly ball to center off the bat of Gabe Hart, and it's caught in center field by the Anna Rockets' Aiden Keller, right in his tracks, hardly had to move. Let's check my score sheet here to make certain I am where I'm supposed to be. Is this Gabe Hart in the box now for the Redskins?
This is Ruhenkamp, I believe.
Jace Ruhenkamp is at the plate, as I've erred in my scribe scorekeeping. One on for Fort Loramie here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It was Hoying who must have made the last out to finish off the fourth inning for Fort Loramie. And here's a hit batsman. Redskins plate 2. A single, a hit batsman. Fort Loramie's got 2 aboard with 1 down here in the bottom of the fifth. And you can't count Fort Loramie out. Tony Metzler, Anna's head coach, runs to the mound. We'll take a timeout for this. 7-2 Rockets Redskins trying to mount a threat in the bottom of the fifth inning on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971.
and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Fort Loramie contests only. Thanks so much to Geyers, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Gratitude to all three. Been on the air with us online on scoresbroadcast.com for 17 to 18 years. This is our 20th year here at Scores Broadcast. And tell you what, without the Fort Loramie sponsors, we couldn't have done it. And leading the way early on were the likes of Geyers, Tom and Jerry's, and M&A. 7-2, our score is Jack finally corrects his scorecard and gets it right. The batter in the box is Sam Gubo now for Fort Loramie, who's down 0-2, one out, two on for the Redskins in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second as Troy Walters, the pitcher for Anna, the starter, who's endured, tries to bear down. There's a breaking ball rolled up the third baseline. Nice play. Anna, third baseman, runs back, tags the bag, and then has enough time available to whip a throw across the diamond to first to get the double play. And I think maybe Fort Loramie is appealing that the ball off the bat of the man in the batter's box for the Redskins might have hit his leg while he was in the box and then rolled down the line at third. If that is judged to be the case, it would be a foul ball and not a double play. And now after a quick conference, Fort Loramie head coach Jeff Sanders is consulted, and I can't tell from the body language whether he agrees with the decision or not. He's walking away, and the Redskins will take the field in Fort Loramie, and Anna will come to bat as the side is retired on that double play. Ground ball to third, unassisted touch of the bag at third, and then a throw across the diamond by the Anna third baseman, Cale Hoying. Well done by the freshman, and Anna's out of a jam in the fifth. We go to the sixth. It is Fort Loramie 7, or I should say Anna 7, and Fort Loramie 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we believe it is still Gubo on the mound for Fort Loramie, top of the sixth inning, and the Anna hitter steps in and rifles a shot to deep center field. It's headed toward the 402 mark over the head of the Redskins center fielder, and it's a long two-bagger, a double for Ochterhauer. What a game for him. A double, single, a walk, a double. Wow. 4 for 4 for Noah. Yeah, he can play linebacker and football and wide receiver for head coach Nick Marino's Rockets. But I tell you what, he is a marvelous hitter at the plate. He has gone in this game here tonight 3 for 3 with a walk, a couple of two-baggers, a single. Outstanding pieces of hitting here in this game for Anna, displayed by Cale Hoying, freshman, and Noah Ofterhauer, a senior.
What do you think the distance on that was, Jack?
Well, it finally stopped at the 402 sign. You're talking about the flight of the ball?
Yes.
It didn't go 402, but it probably went a good, what, 370, 360?
Yes, and my question was going to be, is that out of the field at most high school parks?
Yep, sure is. It sure backs the center fielder up to the wall, no doubt, and if there's a little wind blowing, it takes it right on out. The wind here has subsided some tonight at Day Air Park, and we promised you early that we would see more sunshine. Well, it's been cloudy the last three innings, although we do see clearing sky to the northwest. The count of ball, a strike on the Anna hitter, Clay Cummins, who swings and misses at that offering from Gubo. Off speed, had the batter fooled, 1-2. 7-2 Anna, top of the sixth inning. 7 runs, 14 hits, an error for the Rockets. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Fort Loramie. Bouncing ball to the plate, wild pitch, runner moves up. Ofterhauer makes the big wide turn as Fort Loramie quickly covers up the plate. Ofterhauer stops at third. I look at that 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Fort Loramie, but the Redskins have made some errors of omission defensively that have cost them. Have not defended the bunt very well at all.
That is correct.
Keep in mind, though, Anna has executed it to perfection. It has been beautiful to watch the execution turned in by Anna. Bunting the baseball here tonight. It has been outstanding. Boy, if another high school team or two were in the stands watching, what a teaching tool it would have been. Ball 4, as Cummins looks at a 2-2 pitch and a 3-2 pitch below the knees, he's aboard. Anna threatens again here in the sixth with 2 on, first and third, and none out. And Camden Palmisano steps in, and we will step out and take this break. 7-2 Rockets, sixth inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, a pinch hitter for Anna has stepped in for Palmisano. It's Ethan Egbert, the senior who bunts on the first pitch to the plate and fouls it back over the head of the Fort Loramie catcher. Nothing in one on Egbert. Runners at the corners for Anna. No out here in the sixth. And the second baseman for Fort Loramie is charging hard. In fact, he's playing games with the hitter. The second baseman for Fort Loramie is in even with the mound. And now he's striding beyond the mound toward home plate. Fort Loramie simply has not solved Anna's bunting game here tonight. There's a pitch inside by Gubo, and it's on the shoulder of the batter Egbert, and Anna's got him loaded. 7-2 Anna. Egbert, The pinch hitter is hit by a pitch. And my lineup card says Carson Plyman should be the man at the plate, and he is number one. Paul Masana goes back onto the diamond and runs for Egbert down at first. Been a lot of musical chairs here in the last two, three innings.
Yes, there has.
I'm glad you've kept very good track of it, Bryant.
Oh, again, thank the scorekeepers for both Anna and Fort Laramie doing things on Game Changer tonight. Such a help.
Right. Carson Plyman is at the plate for Anna batting, and Fort Laramie has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 infielders virtually straight across the diamond in a line from in front of third through short. The pitcher's mound through second to first. Everybody is way up. Fort Laramie is daring Anna to bunt the baseball. And Anna's done it remarkably well all night long. Here is the windup and the pitch to Carson Plyman just below the knees for a ball. It's 7-2 Anna. Rockets have 14 hits. Redskins 6. You noted a few minutes ago, Walter's pitch count for the Rockets. Bryant, where was he? 80, 75?
I think he had just gotten there, yes.
Outside corner pitch by Gubo's a beauty. A strike, a ball. 1-1 on Carson Plyman. They're loaded. Plyman at the plate has grounded to short. Play ended in a force at second. He's laid down a bunt and singled. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi offers tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds, and a fraction of the replacement cost. Here's a curveball upstairs to the batter for Anna. Looking it over and taking was Carson Plyman. The count 2-1. Gubo on the hill for Fort Laramie. Has no place to put him. Bases loaded. Rockets up 5. Curveball in there. It's a beauty. A big hook. And it bent right over the middle of the plate. Count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Carson Plyman of Anna. Infield very shallow, pulled way in. Here's the stretch by Gubo, another curveball. Out in front is the hitter, and it's a high fly ball to short left center field. Center fielder coming on from Fort Laramie, and he can't get it. Plays it on a bounce. The ball was at deep shortstop, a step or two on the grass. But because the Fort Laramie infield was in so far, it was not the shortstop's play, and the Redskins center fielder couldn't track it down. It's a bloop single. Everything going right for Anna in this game. They're still loaded. Another run in, and no one out. And back to the top of the order for Zeb Plyman for the Rockets. He's got a base knock of the infield variety. Right back through the diamond off the pitcher's mitt. A bunt single, a strikeout, a fly ball to center. Here he's behind in the count. No balls, a strike, nothing in one. Bases loaded for Anna. 0-1 on Zeb Plyman. Swing and a foul fly to right. And the count is nothing in two. Zeb Plyman and Zach Plyman on the Anna roster are twins. No relation to Carson Plyman, who's down at first with his second hit of this game. Stretch position for Gubo of Fort Laramie. Comes plateward. Hard ground ball in the hole. Third and short. Infield was in. No chance to make the play. One run scores. Another one comes home. And Anna has upped its lead now to 9-2.
10-2.
I'm sorry, it was 8. I can't keep counting.
Yes.
Anna's piling up the run so fast, I'm not able to score. 10-2 Anna. It was 8-2, two-run base hit through the gap, left side of the diamond. The teams have been wearing out that hole, especially Anna's hitters, at 5-6 hole on the left side. Anna has runners at first and second. Still no one out, leading by eight. There's a bunt fouled at the plate. Nothing in one on Zach Osborne. So that was the third hit for Zeb Plyman, Bryant. Zeb's got three hits. Cale Hoying has two hits, a walk, safe on an error. Noah Ofterhauer is 3-for-3, including a walk, two doubles. Here is Gubo's 0-1 offering, low and away, a ball, 1-1. Anna with two on. Three runs in the frame, top of the sixth. Anna entered the inning up 7-2, now 10-2. On the two-run single to left by Carson Plyman. Zeb Plyman waves the bat back high in the air. Breaking pitch, cut on and missed. That was a good hook. Well done by Gubo. A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on the batter. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Zeb Plyman of Anna. Base runners take their leads. Gubo looks, pitches, inside breaking ball fouled at the far edge of the Fort Loramie dugout. Don't forget, on Friday night, we're here at Dayair Park. Houston and Fairlawn in action. Fairlawn game one. We've got coverage of game two featuring Houston and Greenan. And Fort Loramie is going to make another pitching change. A ball, two strikes on the Anna hitter. Bases are not full. Runners at first and second for Anna. A couple runs in. They had been loaded before the base hit by Carson Plyman. Runners at first and second. And no one out for Anna. A ball and two strikes on the hitter. Pitching change for Fort Loramie. Anna continues to lead. It's 10-2. Top of inning number six on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hey, you know, a few minutes ago we were talking about Fort Loramie sponsors, long-term ones, here on scoresbroadcast.com. So much gratitude to Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Tom and Jerry's, Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Myers. M&A Muffler and Tires, is that what I said, or did I say M&A Muffler and Myers? This game is lengthy. American Architectural Glass, one of our early on founding sponsors in the first year and a half to 2 years, came on board with us in 2008, I believe. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. That was not in Fort Loramie when it came aboard on scoresbroadcast.com. It was down much closer to Interstate 70, and then eventually moved to Fort Loramie. And AAG Inc. was with us until a few years ago, probably on the air for 14, 15 years. Thanks so much to Jason Meyer and company. at American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. His son, Dylan, catches behind the plate for the Redskins. 3-ball, 2-strike count. Spencer Knopf is relieved for Fort Loramie, and he throws a pitch outside off the plate just wide. The distraction by the plate umpire fooled me for a second. He made a motion with one arm, I think, to indicate the pitch was off the corner. So now Anna has loaded the bases. They're full. Still nobody out. Top of the sixth inning for Anna, which has 16 hits in this game. 16 hits. Was that Zach Osborne who was walked? Here is Aiden Keller swinging. Look out. Long, high drive. Deep center field. Fort Loramie center fielder fading back over the shoulder. Yes, he's got it. Runner tags at third and scores. Runners at first and second move up. And it's 11-2 in favor of Anna here in the top of the sixth with one down.
And to answer that question, that was Osborne who walked.
So Osborne got the free pass. Here's Aiden Keller who steps in. I'm sorry, that was Aiden Keller on the deep drive to center, the out, the sack fly by Keller. Here is Cale Hoing, who's tripled, doubled, walked, safe on an error. 4 runs batted in for Hoing. Keller just batted, had a hit. And that sack fly, Zach Osborne, the two-hole hitter for Anna, has a couple of walks, an infield single, a bunt single in this game. Cale Hoing, as I mentioned, 4 ribbies, a triple and a double. He's got runners in scoring position. Anna's up 9. There's a ball belted to straightaway center. Center fielder catches head high. Runner at third tags, and we've now got a 10-run spread. Anna 12, Fort Loramie 2. Top of the seventh inning is Anna, which entered the frame up 7-2, has played it 5 more here in the top of the sixth to have an advantage now of 10 runs, 12-2. And should it stay 10 through the sixth, we've got a ball game. Fort Loramie with 3 outs to change that picture. So back-to-back sack flies. Tell you what, Bryant, the hitting by Anna, the bunt singles, the sack flies, the way they've moved runners, they've used the gaps, and they found the hole between third and short. It's just been an airtight, darn near perfect ball game. There's a foul fly outside of third. Lewis Hart is on the warning track several feet from the fence in the stands, and he catches for the out. And Anna's finally retired, not before the Rockets plate 5 more here in the top of the sixth inning to lead it 12-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Vinster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Vinster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Vinster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, make your next play to Wisebridge Wealth Management. Your next play call for financial wealth to WiseBridge in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. WiseBridge, phone 937-518-1776, 518-1776. Make your next play call for financial wealth with WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and Social Security planning, too. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776. Well, Bryant, Troy Walters back on the bump for Anna here in the bottom of the sixth. And he may get a reprieve if he can retire the Redskins without scoring. Walters will get a complete game, six innings of work. He won't have to go seven because the run rule will take effect. But Fort Loramie's got other ideas as the Redskins begin the bottom of the sixth inning with a base on balls.
That was only the 73rd pitch for Walters.
Yeah, I had him higher than that, I think,
yes,
at some point. Over the last two or three frames, he's economized better. And he's behind here, a ball and no strikes on Carson Arnold. I believe that was Lewis Hart who took a base on balls to start the inning for Fort Loramie. Arnold looks at a pitch low and away for ball two. 2-0, Walters falls behind. And here comes head coach Tony Metzler to the mound for Anna to slow down Walters. Anna with activity in the bullpen. Who knows, that might be the evening for Troy. He's endured. He's pitched well, a lot of pitches. He's been the benefactor of a big Anna offense. 12-2 Rockets. Fort Loramie batting bottom of the sixth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Up, Zach Osborne for Anna just flashed his speed at shortstop as he scurried into foul ground down the left field line behind third base. On the go to catch a pop-up off the bat of Carson Arnold. And then the next hitter for Fort Loramie hits a dribbler to first. Cummins comes in a couple steps, fields, and then retraces his steps back to the bag, touches it for the out, and quickly Fort Loramie has two out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And in order for the Redskins to keep this game alive and force a seventh, Fort Loramie needs a base knock right here. Runner at second for the Redskins, and now two away as Lucas Brandewey hits a flare to first. It's in the air for the first baseman for the Rockets, and he catches. It's Cummins. He's got it for the out. A pop out to first to end it. And Anna, in six innings, defeats Fort Loramie here tonight at Day Era Park, 12-2, collecting 16 hits, a number of bunt singles, solid defensive plays from Anna. Fort Loramie got itself in a hole, down 4-0 before anyone was retired in the first inning. A big bases-loaded triple by Cale Hoying of Anna cleared the sacks in the top of the first. It produced three. Anna went on to score four in the first frame, another in the second, two in the third, and five in the sixth to defeat Fort Loramie here tonight. Anna Rockets go to 7-3 on the year and Fort Loramie now 4-3. We'll take a break, then return with a quick summation and our Clancy Stars of this game when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Final score, 12-2 in favor of Anna over Fort Loramie. A few minutes ago, we let you know all about O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. It's always accepting applications at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact them online, OReillyMTS.com, OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And gratitude to Fox Supply, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years. Fox Supply, one of the many organizations helping make our region in West Central Ohio a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And Brian, I bet you didn't know that the best breakfast around in the Upper Miami Valley is at the Rushi Inn. You don't have to search for an early morning great breakfast anymore because the aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. It's the Rushi Inn. Coffee at 6, breakfast at 6:30 till 10:30 each weekday. Breakfast till 1 on Saturdays, 8 to 1 on Sundays. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And all day, each day, Monday to Friday, sample the delicious specials
On Monday, pizza and subs. On Tuesday, tacos. On Wednesday, wings. On Thursday, tenderloin. The popular in thing for food out, the Rushi Inn, eat in or carry out. Order online at the Rushi Inn Facebook page. Go to the Order Toast tab. Order Toast tab. And don't forget, take advantage of DoorDash, too. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. What a performance put on tonight by the Anna Rockets, who defeat the Fort Laramie Redskins 12-2. Anna clouded 16 hits. 16 hits in this game. It was pretty well played. Just one error. That committed by Osborne at shortstop for Anna. 12 runs, 16 hits, an error for Anna. Fort Laramie, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors in the end for the Fort Laramie Redskins. A lot of stars in this game, a number of major contributors, especially on the offensive side for Anna. This segment being brought to you by Wapakoneta Avenue's own Clancy's in Sydney. Brian?
Yeah, it's impossible to pick any of these guys out and place them ahead of any of the others. So for Anna, you have Kale Hoang. He was 3-for-4 tonight, finished with 5 RBIs. He had a double and a triple. Zeb Plyman was 3-for-5. He had 2 RBIs. Noah Oftuhauer was 3-for-3, 1 RBI and a walk. He hit 2 doubles tonight. And then what a game for Troy Walters on the mound. Pitched 6 innings, gave up 2 earned runs on 6 hits and 2 walks. He struck out 4. And we will name one Clancy's star of the game for Fort Laramie. It was a good game for Lewis Hart. He was 1-for-2 at the plate with 1 walk. He hit a double for the Redskins and scored one of the squad's 2 runs.
This portion of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Up these two teams, Anna and Fort Laramie, will renew their rivalry later on in the season on Thursday, May 8th, Fort Laramie at Anna on that particular evening. This was a home game tonight for Fort Laramie. Anna victorious by a 10-run difference, 12-2. That's the final tally. Anna Rockets are now 7-3. Interesting upcoming schedule. Fairlawn on Thursday in the league, and then Minster at home on April 19th, Lima Bath at home on April 21st, and at Piqua on April 22nd as Anna gets ready to close out the second half of the season with a stern non-conference portion of its schedule. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie plays Jackson Center on the road on Thursday. Then the Redskins participate in the Zach Richard Classic at Versailles on Saturday, April 19th, before hosting Fort Laramie, or I should say before hosting Rushi, 1 week from Monday. Fort Laramie home to Rushi on Monday, April 21st. We'll have coverage of that game for sure on scoresbroadcast.com. So you're dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus savings account makes that dream closer than you'd think. That's right, the Home Buyer Plus savings account at F&M, with locations in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus savings at F&M. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, and in highlighting Wisebridge Wealth Management, I forgot to mention the disclaimer, Bryant, and I'm supposed to do that, and I omitted it. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, 937-518-1776. That's 518-1776. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management. Not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. And that concludes our presentation tonight. Next broadcast Friday night, right back here at Day Air Park on what may very well be an 80-degree day Friday. We'll be here in the evening. Fairlawn from the Shelby County Athletic League plays in game one of a doubleheader. We'll cover game two, Houston Greenan, in the nightcap on Friday evening here at Day Air Park. Bryant Billing, ace photographer, videographer, Dayton Daily News. Glad you could stop by and join us for coverage tonight here on Scores Broadcast.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. It was a fun one. Not necessarily what we were expecting going into it in terms of what the game would be like, but what a hitting clinic by Anna tonight, and a solid game in the field, too.
Yeah, I predicted in the pregame a well-pitched, low-scoring, tightly played one-run game marked by a base hit in the sixth or seventh to win it, and I was so far wrong, it's not funny.
Yes, 16 hits for the Rockets.
12 runs and 16 hits for Anna, which beats Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to our online listeners and our wealth of great sponsors. We gave everybody their just due tonight and then some. We got through our rotation probably 1.5 times or better. Thanks so much to all of our sponsors and you online listeners, to Bryant Billing alongside. Gratitude as well. Derek Billing was with us last Friday night as he and I managed to weather the storm at Rushi on a 40-degree windy evening. Thanks to all of you. Jack Kramer saying good night from Day Air Park, home of the Dayton Dragons. The first Day Air Park high school event of the spring, and a victorious over Fort Loramie by a final tally of 12-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular
popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.